Okay, thank you.
We also have a variety of new members joining us for the first time today, Mayor, so it might make sense during the call to order to go around our virtual room.
Fine with me. Sorry, everybody. I'm on like a half maternity leave still. So I'm trying to quiet down a crying baby and do this simultaneously.
Appreciate your dedication, Mayor.
We love crabs. Put that as our new slogan. I am pulling up the agenda and ready to call the meeting to order. It's 12:07, and Laura, maybe we should do that, just kind of go around.
Yes, sounds good. Everybody should just be able to either unmute themselves, or I can unmute everyone.
I think it's best if we call on people, Laura, otherwise people talk on one another.
You got it.
Are you able to handle that, or would you like me to?
I can handle that.
Great.
All right, first on our participant list, Mayor, do you want to start, and then I'll go from there?
Oh, hi, everybody. Hello, new friends. I'm Mayor Stewart from the City of New Britain. Happy to be serving a second term as chairperson here for the Capital Region Council of Governments. Welcome to all of you. It's a lot of fun. Okay, I'm good.
Jason?
I'm Jason Bauza. I'm in my second four-year term as first selectman of the town of East Windsor. I really appreciate everything that this organization offers our towns and our region.
Lori?
I'm Lori Spielman, first selectman for the town of Ellington.
Mark? Shota.
Mark Shota, town of Southington, town manager.
Mark Walter?
Mark Walter from the town of Columbia, town administrator. Thank you.
Brock?
Brock Weber, deputy chief of staff to Mayor Stewart, just sitting in.
Cheryl?
Cheryl Assis, the public safety director at CRAG.
Great. Joe?
Joe Capitafaro. I'm the new mayor for Farmington.
Great. David Porter?
Town manager in Marlboro. Great to be here.
Excellent. Fred?
Fred Presley, town manager, Wethersfield.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Sanderson, Bill coordinator and program manager at CROG.
Jim?
Jim Drum, town manager for the town of Coventry.
Great. Katie?
Katie Stargarter, I'm on Holland Town Council.
Mark Walter?
Oh, and I had already gone, but hello again, Mark Walter, Columbia.
Great. John?
Hi, John Trister, new mayor of Newington.
Thanks. Nushet?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Nushet Blackburg, my new mayor for the town of Windsor.
Great. Welcome. Peter?
Thank you.
Peter Souza, town manager in Windsor and chairperson of the Municipal Services Committee.
Paul?
Hi, Paul Chaplinski. I'm the chairman of the town council in Southington.
Raul?
Raul De Jesus, representing Hartford.
Thank you. And Rick?
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Ledwith, town manager from West Hartford.
Hello, Rick. And Rob?
Rob Eloise, director of transportation at CROC.
All right, Sherry?
Hi, Sherry Cantor, mayor of West Hartford.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Stefano, town manager in Manchester.
Excellent. And Wendy?
Wendy Maxudas, first selectman, town of Simsbury.
Great. And I just added in Lisa Thomas. Lisa, if you'd like to introduce yourself to everyone, just did a roll call. Maybe she has some trouble connecting to audio, but Lisa is from Coventry.
Matt? I'm here.
Oh, perfect. Welcome.
Hopping from one meeting to the next. Sorry.
Matt, Mayor Stewart, back to you.
Thank you, Laura. Back to you, Mayor.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Laura. Nice to meet everybody. Welcome. I'm going to open this up for public comment period right now. I have to ask three times. Anyone here from the public to speak to us? Going once, going twice, and three times for public comment. Hearing none, I'll close the public comment portion of our meeting and move to the approval of the minutes from the October 25th, 2023 meeting. Do I have a motion for that and a second?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve October 25th, 2023 minutes.
Thank you, Lori. And a second.
Jason.
Thank you, Jason. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. For item four on our agenda, I'll turn it over to Matt for our staff reports.
Thank you so much, Mayor. I have a pretty short report today. Most of the items we want to cover are listed as business items. Again, I want to welcome everyone who's joining us today, as particularly our new members. I do want to apologize once again for the Zoom bombing incident that occurred before we officially started the meeting. That type of conduct is certainly reprehensible. We condemn it, and we do our best to prevent it from happening. So my apologies there. So moving on with my report, you probably all saw the notice here that I sent last Friday. Very, very sad about the passing of my predecessor, Lyle Ray, this past Friday. Our understanding is he died at home. He had been dealing with a serious illness for a significant period of time. We are still waiting on his obituary. I want to thank Cheryl Assis from our team for being in close contact with his family member. Couple related things. Our understanding is that the family will be holding a memorial service for Lyle on Saturday, January 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Molloy Funeral Home in West Hartford, where Lyle resided. So as soon as we get the obituary with those details, we will send that out to the policy board for those of you who are able to attend. Secondly, we will be dedicating our next newsletter, our next CROG newsletter, to Lyle's memory. And I have reached out to a number of you who've served on the board for a significant period of time, as well as former board members and other longtime colleagues of Lyle's, to see if there are any memories they want to share. Could be a funny anecdote, could be something more serious, et cetera. Doesn't need to be long. But we're looking forward to preparing that newsletter that will really serve as a bit of a memorial to Lyle, while we consider other things to memorialize his memory in the future. He was a great colleague of mine, was someone when I served as town manager I could always go to for advice. You know, he strongly encouraged me to apply for this position to serve as his successor, and I'm certainly going to miss him. And I know many of us, all of us on the call here today will as well. Moving on, Mayor, just a couple of other items I wanted to add. Folks may be aware of the fact that the General Assembly has created a task force to look at the elimination of the property tax on motor vehicles. With Steve Stefanu's assistance, I met with Senator Rahman, who represents Manchester and Glastonbury. He was a proponent of the bill that created the task force. I asked him if I could get appointed. He supported my appointment, and I'm a late addition to the task force. I did attend a meeting earlier this morning and strongly urged the task force not to act quickly, certainly not to look to come up with recommendations for the coming session, really to take a step back and look at the property tax system in a more comprehensive way, look at how we finance local government here in our state in a more comprehensive way, because the motor vehicle tax is such an important revenue source for us. We've got a limited toolbox to begin with, and we don't want to just exacerbate the burden on real estate that we're already seeing with increases in residential assessments, decreases in commercial assessments, et cetera. So it's all a snowball effect that could potentially put even more pressure on homeowners. Commissioner Boughton supported my testimony, and I am optimistic that the task force will take a step back, file an interim report to the General Assembly, and take a more comprehensive look at this. So I want to thank Steve for supporting my appointment there, and we'll keep you informed as we move forward. And then a couple of items that will be coming to the next meeting of the Policy Board scheduled for January 24th. Continuing with the legislative theme, we've got a legislative committee. It's an ad hoc committee comprised of CROG members. I want to thank Jason Bauza for leading that once again. We've got one more meeting scheduled for next week, but we should be in line, Mayor, to present you and other Policy Board members with a proposed agenda for the next session. Also at the next meeting, really excited about this, we're working on a RAISE grant application. A RAISE grant application to improve safety for pedestrians, bicyclists, motorists, et cetera, along the Berlin Turnpike. Pretty much the entire length of the Berlin Turnpike. So we would start off with CROG applying for a planning grant to tackle that issue. So we've had a couple calls already with the three towns, with Wethersfield, Newington, and Berlin, as well as the DOT. The DOT is very interested in being a partner on this. We're very encouraged, and we'll be bringing this to you for your review and your support at that January 24th meeting. And then the last item I wanted to mention, Mayor, actually turn it back to you. I know you've got an inaugural ball coming up, and wanted to know if you wanted to mention that.
Oh, but of course I'd love to mention that. So I'd love to invite everybody to come to my inaugural ball. It's going to be Saturday, January 27th. If anyone's interested in attending, sidebar me and let me know. All the funds that are raised go to benefit charitable funds that I created quite some time ago. It goes to benefit youth organizations in the city of New Britain, but it's a good time. So if you want to come join me and 400 of my closest friends, I promise the bar is open and it's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'm happy to take any questions that you or other members may have on my report there.
Anybody have any questions for Matt? I'll just chime in and just say, just to please keep us posted on the services for Lyle. He was an incredible resource to many of us. Lyle was one of the reasons why I got involved with the Capital Region Council of Governments. Pulled me by my earlobes, but I'm very glad that he did. And a lot of, especially the transit work that I've been able to do in town, was because of his knowledge and his expertise. Really grateful to have him through so many years, through so many successful projects too. I'm sure many of you can attest to that. Anyone else? All right, we'll move on to the next portion of the agenda, which we have our business items, starting with 5A, a policy board orientation. Matt.
Thank you, Mayor. So we're really looking forward to this. We think it could be the first time in recent memory where we're going to look to conduct a comprehensive orientation for new policy board members. We're going to hold that again at 11 a.m. on January 24th in advance of the policy board meeting. Both meetings will be hybrid, so people can come to the orientation in person or attend virtually. You know, we will have lunch available. We reached out to all new members, including many of the folks joining our call today, our meeting today. Also reached out to people who might be in their second term and who are still looking to learn more about CROG. But anyone on the policy board is invited to attend that orientation. And we'll talk about our work here at CROG and their role as board members. So excited and looking forward to that. If some veterans can attend, such as our officers, I apologize for the sirens in the background. If some veteran members can attend and add a little bit of testimony like you did today about the benefits you've received from your affiliation with CROG, we would certainly appreciate that. And then I guess a question to you all. You know, we really don't have a process of thanking in a formal manner outgoing board members. And we had several folks rotate off the board last session. And I would really love to see us establish something in the future where maybe at their last meeting or something like that, we can properly thank them for their service to CROG. Now, we could consider it for January, understanding that some folks may not be available, could be considered short notice, et cetera. But I would like to get people's opinion on that idea as well, Mayor. And I see Lisa Thomas has her hand up. Oh, Mayor.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Sorry. I just spent the last 2 hours on another advisory council meeting. I should have my skills well honed at this point. I think that's a great idea to recognize outgoing members, especially since some of us who sit on these committees are elected officials, but are in a volunteer capacity. So that's a nice recognition to give people. I appreciate the orientation that you've set up and would love to be there. Unfortunately, from 10 to noon that same day, I will be at Central Connecticut State University I'm part of the Comptroller's Healthcare Cabinet, and we're supposedly unveiling our legislative recommendations. But maybe I can, you said we can hybrid into that and listen in. Maybe I'll try to double task, multitask with that.
Yeah, that'd be great, Lisa. We will also record it and make it available. And I am happy to sit down with you or anyone else at any time to give you kind of a one-on-one review.
That would be great. Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else have questions on the orientation or thoughts, comments? I'm not seeing them there.
Thanks, everybody. I will say, if you are, you know, not 100% sure on all of what the Capital Region Council of Governments does or can do for you or your community, I think it's a great opportunity to learn. And even if you can't tune in, to make sure that you skim through it afterwards, but listen to every word that Matt says, because it's very important.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. I don't know. Some of my colleagues may disagree with that notion.
If no one has any other questions on that, we can move on to 5B, the CROG bylaws and the meeting schedule. Matt.
Thanks again, Mayor. So we attached our bylaws and rules of procedure. Really didn't expect you to review them in a thorough manner for today. The main point I wanted to make is they need to be updated. You know, it's been a few years, and some of the language is not consistent with current practice. For example, there are a few committees that are referenced that haven't been meeting, maybe have been replaced by other committees. For example, there's a reference to a public safety committee that was replaced many, many years ago by Serepsi. So we've got some cleanup work we need to do as well. So I wanted to mention that we'll take the lead on that, certainly as a staff level. I'll probably be taking the lead on it. Give me a couple months and I'll come to you a couple months down the line with some suggested revisions to the bylaws. I think the executive committee would be really the appropriate forum to take a look at that, you know, to help vet any language changes and then to bring it to the full policy board. There's a whole process, as you have probably at the local level, for updating our bylaws.
Matt, I have a question on that. When was the last time the bylaws were updated?
So I think certain sections, 2017, there might've been a couple more recently to that, but it looks to me like the most the last comprehensive revision was probably in the 2017 timeframe.
Thank you.
Mayor, on this item, I kind of paired these together. I wanted to ask about feedback on the meeting schedule for this committee. So, you know, we understand you're busy and you only have so much time for CROG. We did pare back the meeting schedule a little bit for this committee. We've got six meetings planned for 2024, including one in the summer, because we do have a summertime gap and we occasionally have some business. I know the Transportation Committee typically is appointed to sit in for or to fill that gap between policy board meetings, but we did schedule something for the Executive Committee to accommodate for that. And typically the Executive Committee will meet 2 weeks in advance of the policy board meeting, you know, in case we've got things that we want to vet in advance of a policy board meeting. It gives us a couple weeks to, you know, react, revise anything, et cetera. Just wanted to, you know, get a sense from the members that the schedule we've adopted for 2024 is going to work for you all. You know, one thing we could consider in the future is pairing the Executive Committee with the policy board meeting. For example, Executive Committee could meet at 11 a.m. in advance of the policy board, if folks would find that to be more convenient. You know, that's something we could consider for the future. But just wanted to get some general reaction on that question too, Mayor.
I don't see any hands. That must mean that we all love it.
Ah, I see Ms. Thomas.
That's what I was going to say. Having things on the same day frees up other days. So if the two meetings are on the same day, right? That's what you're suggesting, the back-to-back?
Well, that's an option. That's an option.
Just Steve here. I think overall the schedule is great. I know it's tough to get so many people with busy schedules involved. The fact that it's at noon helps a lot because I think most of us have noon free. So I think it's a good time. I like the idea of doing back to back, but honestly, 11 o'clock to 12 is normally busy for me. But I'd make it work if need be. I think it's going to be tough to get consensus on the best way to get everyone with busy schedules, but everything looks good to me and appreciate the work put into it.
Yeah, I'd kind of piggyback on that with my thoughts too. I think if you're trying to do it before, if you're trying to do the executive committee before the policy board, then you're asking for like a 3-hour time commitment from all of us for that day. And that might be more difficult for some of us. Personally, I know it will be more difficult for me to set aside, you know, 2.5-3 hours for it.
Thanks, Mayor. I see Peter has his hand up too. Peter Souza.
Thank you, Mayor. My sense of it is to keep them separated, just for, as Mayor Stewart and Steve said, that time commitment, especially if we potentially move towards having a few in-person meetings. That's a big block of time. So I like having a little bit of separation between executive committee and policy board.
Thank you, Peter. Mayor, I don't think anyone else wants to land on the topic.
Sorry, little man is screaming here. All right, we can move on to presentations.
So presentations to the policy board, looking for some input on this one as well. So as you know, generally we have one presentation, we try to limit it to one presentation per meeting, right? Whether it's advanced CT, a state agency, et cetera. And we do that, you know, obviously for time purposes, because, you know, we've got limited time for the meeting itself. Occasionally when we're in a pinch, we'll have two presentations at a policy board meeting, but we try to prevent that. There are any number of folks who really appreciate the opportunity, as you know, to get in front of you, whether it's an area nonprofit or a state agency or occasionally a legislator or a legislative delegation. But would like to get your thoughts in terms of what you might want to see as future presentations to the board. I've thought of, you know, being proactive and reaching out to the state agencies. You know, we do hear regularly from the DOT, which is great. You know, do we want to hear from the DAS, DEEP, and some others? We could invite the commissioner to come in, make a presentation. Similarly, we could reach out to key legislators, including at the federal level. You know, there's a potential that Congressman Courtney might be available for the January 24th meeting. We don't know that definitively yet, but I think it could be a good practice to periodically bring in our federal delegation to address the board and take your questions and get input from you. Would also be interested in highlighting some of our projects and having our staff make presentations on key projects we have underway. It's good for you, I think, to get some exposure to them and to their work. I know you get some of it already from the agenda items that we have on the agenda when we're seeking approval for a particular project, et cetera. But it could be beneficial to do a little more of that. So, you know, looking for thoughts and ideas here in terms of upcoming presentations to the board. We don't have much in the queue at the moment, so that's why I wanted to highlight this. I'd like to get your thoughts on the suggestions I just made and any other ideas you might have.
Anyone have anything? I've got some thoughts. I always have thoughts. I definitely like hearing from our staff at CROG to hear what we're working on. I think that's a great move, just so we're all kind of in the know on what we are internally working on. Love to hear about that. Gosh, if you could get Senator Blumenthal or Senator Murphy, I mean, that would be ideal for a lot of us. I mean, listen, in my personal opinion, a lot of us want to know about opportunities for our municipalities when it comes to grant dollars and money that's available. I think that's always kind of at the top of our minds.
Thank you, Mayor. What about state agencies?
DEEP and DECD immediately come to mind for that one, especially with, you know, all the sustainability projects and whatnot that the state is trying to advocate for us to do. Maybe understanding a little bit more about their priorities. Sorry. Hold on. I'm going to mute myself now and turn it over to someone else.
That's okay. I can continue to help out, Mayor. All right. So that's some good feedback from Mayor Stewart. Anyone else want to weigh in?
I agree. And I think, Matt, your suggestions are good. It would be great to hear, I think, what staff is working on throughout the region. And I would like to hear more from state agencies, because I think a lot of us at the municipal level do feel sometimes in the dark about what's going on at the state. So it could be helpful in a forum like this to get regular updates. And the other thing is that we're all facing similar challenges right now. So I don't really have an idea on this, but maybe in brainstorming behind the scenes or working with staff, you know, trying to bring in people that can help us deal with all of our similar challenges, whether it's recruitment or retention, you know, issues of what we can do at the local level for housing affordability, human services, things of that nature that I, you know, that all of us, no matter what sort of municipality we represent, are facing right now, that are practical for, you know, challenges in 2024.
Thank you, Steve. And your notion, your suggestion around topical experts, that's going to tie in nicely to our next agenda item, bring in topical experts. Mark Walter, and then Peter Souza.
Thanks, Matt. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I've got affordable housing is a real problem for the small rural towns. We're really trying, but help in probably town private partnerships is a real focus I need. And then the other challenge is if I have one more four inch rainstorm, I don't think I'll have a town left because I just lost almost two culverts and two roads and a lot of driveways. And it's we got hit hard here in Columbia. So I'm going to really need some help with hazard mitigation. I'm putting all my really tough spots in that app, that form, noting them. But I think my 10-year plan is now a one-year plan. Mm-hmm. I've got to get some repairs really moving fast. So I'll need some help. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And I would note, we do have a regional stormwater management project in the queue. You know, we are getting a $250,000 grant from the state to help conduct that project. We've been told by the state, you really can't spend a dime against it until you have an executed grant agreement. I was hoping to get that this winter. We may be looking at late winter, early spring. But if we bring in DEEP, you know, we can highlight issues like that and why it's important. So, you know, we are looking forward to initiating that project and getting into that topic more substantially, Mark. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Yep, Peter.
I like the idea of having the presentations, although over the years it's been hard at times to manage the presentations and still have enough time to act on our business items. So just a word of caution that we still have business items that need to be taken care of. And at times those business items don't necessarily get a significant amount of discussion. There's also the different committees that we have that work underneath the policy board. And so that's also a good venue. And we're always looking for folks to participate in those conversations. So just some observations from our past.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Good advice there. Anyone else want to weigh in? All right, yes, Lisa.
Just going off of what Mark was just saying, maybe it would be helpful to have Elizabeth Sanderson come to one of our meetings to talk about anything under the bipartisan infrastructure law that might be available to help some of these stormwater issues, other related things.
Yes, we could certainly give Elizabeth more airtime. You know, one thing we have done with staff reports, particularly while we were meeting virtually, in order to manage the time most effectively, as you've probably noted, I'm delivering all the staff reports. So in the old days when we met in person, it would be the committee chairs who would give the report, or sometimes a staff member. Staff reports were a much more substantial portion of the agenda. Meetings typically went a little bit longer, hour and a half, sometimes approaching 2 hours. But when we moved to the virtual format and we were under some time constraints, we've really tried to tighten that up, which is why I deliver a consolidated staff report now. But to your point, Lisa, you know, we could periodically invite folks like Elizabeth in, and she's in attendance here today. We could invite folks like Elizabeth in and give them a little bit more time to talk about their work more thoroughly. Thank you. Mayor Stewart.
All right. We'll go on to the Krog Foundation update while my little man is enjoying his bottle.
All right.
In case anybody wants to see.
Very cute. I'm glad you and little guy are doing well. That's fabulous. So folks may or may not be aware that Krog has a foundation, a nonprofit foundation that was formed several years ago And some of the veterans like Peter Souza were probably instrumental in that effort. You know, it was formed really to provide a funding source for regional projects and initiatives. That was one of the reasons why it was formed. It's comprised of two class of members. You know, one would be CROG affiliates, primarily policy board members and myself, and then a handful of non-CROG members as well. The foundation has not met in a few years now. It's not met in a few years. And one of the key reasons why it was formed really has been superseded by the establishment of our regional fund. So we have a regional fund that a portion of your dues go towards. And that regional fund we will periodically use to help support regional projects. For example, I talked earlier about bringing that RAISE grant application to you at the next policy board meeting. You know, we're likely going to earmark the regional fund as one source of funding for the proposed CROG match for that project. So that funding, that need for funding for the foundation is not as significant as it was in years past. Now, the foundation could look at maybe financing a scholarship or something like that in Lyle Ray's name. You know, that's an example. But Pauline Yoder and I really have been talking about the foundation. What do we do with it? You know, do we keep it? It was a process to get it established. Any of you who've created a nonprofit, you know that that takes time and effort. So we don't want to just necessarily eliminate it or put it by the wayside either. So one idea we have, and it ties into the discussion we just had on presentations, is could we use the foundation? And we need to activate it again. We need to appoint new members to it. Could we use the foundation to sponsor policy discussions on important topics? So recall those of you who have been on the board in the last term, we recently updated our strategic plan. We've got this strategic playbook in place now. One of the things we talked about during that process was how can we create time for the policy board to engage in more substantive policy discussions, whether it's on affordable housing, stormwater management, any number of things. We've got limited time to get into that at the policy board meeting, for the reasons Peter Souza just elaborated on, because we've got business to conduct. So we talked about creating a space roughly once a quarter where maybe we would start our meeting at 11 a.m. instead of 12 p.m. and we would have a substantial policy discussion at 11 a.m. It doesn't have to be an action item. It could just be informational. We could talk about various approaches to affordable housing and workforce housing and approaches that are working around the region, around the state, around the country. Again, doesn't need to lead to consensus or an action item. The value is in having the conversation and sharing the information. That's the value. So our thinking is, could we use the foundation to help sponsor these conversations and even host them in collaboration with the policy board? So that's an idea. I know you're hearing it for the first time now. You know, we can continue our discussion on it at an upcoming meeting, but I would appreciate any initial reaction or any questions you might have.
Anyone?
Mayor, this is Peter Souza. Yep. I'd forgotten all about the foundation, to be honest with you. So I think it would be good to have a future conversation. I know it's an effort to keep in 501c3 up and running. I'm not sure if we need it just to be able to hold policy discussions. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's worthwhile to have a conversation over the course of the winter and spring regarding the foundation itself. But I don't think that
precludes the organization from having some of those discussions, Matt, as you mentioned, on the topics, those roundtable discussions, and maybe bringing in a few folks to topical experts, if you will, can really help facilitate that conversation, similar to what Mark and had mentioned earlier, Mark Walters.
Thank you, Peter.
I personally don't think you want to close up shop on any mechanism that the organization might have for an opportunity for the future. I wouldn't be in support of shutting it down. That's for sure. I think it makes sense to keep it and maybe just find a better purpose for it. That's all.
Thank you, Mayor. So we could continue this as a business item for our next executive committee meeting, and I could do a more thorough presentation on the foundation itself. You know, we could highlight various decision points that we need to make.
Agreed. Okay. Do we have any correspondence or handouts today?
We do not, Mayor. And I should have said this at the outset. For our new members, the executive committee is really a forum for, you know, talking about the business of CROG. Occasionally, we'll bring things through the committee that require a vote, but not always. You know, this is a venue where I can get input from you on things that we're considering, ideas that we have, et cetera. So the agenda for this committee is not going to be comprised entirely of action items.
Anyone have anything else to add today? Seeing and hearing none. I guess we're done.
We are, Mayor.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Thanks, Lori. Anybody opposed to it? Assuming all in favor, thanks everyone for your time today. We're adjourned. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you all so much.
Bye.